Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Born on This Day, the podcast that celebrates everybody born on this day. Today is February 17th. I'm Amanda Barker.
I'm Marco Timpano. Amanda, I want to wish you a happy Random Act of Kindness Day.
Oh, what a sweet day.
Yes. So, you know, it celebrates individuals, groups, and organizations nationwide to encourage acts of kindness. So whatever you can do to make someone else's day brighter and better, do so today and every day, Amanda.
And you'll find it makes their day brighter, but you'll find it makes your day brighter, too. Well, if you are born on today, happy birthday. You, February 17th baby, you benefit from being witty, progressive, and considerate to other people.
Indeed.
So Random Acts of Kindness is a great day to celebrate you. Just like the true Aquarius that you have a voluntary nature, and you are talkative, you're an idealist. You can speak about almost anything. The only thing you find it hard to speak about is yourself.
Oh, wow.
So maybe make that your goal this year, dear February 17th birthday. You know, let the world know how great you are.
Fantastic. I know someone who's great.
Who's that?
Someone who's celebrating their birthday today, Amanda.
Yes, that's right. We want to wish a very, very happy Born on This Day podcast birthday to one Lois Tucker Keating.
She's the only Lois I know, Amanda.
Is she the only Lois?
She's the only Lois I know.
Wow, that's amazing. She's such a special person that she once was in a group called the Loises, and it was a group just for people named Lois.
That's amazing.
Around the world. I've never heard of that for any other name, but there was one for Lois, and she was friends with all the Loises. She was like the baby, too.
Okay.
Of the Lois group.
Yeah, because Lois tends to be a name that you associate with older women.
Or younger now. I think it's really starting to make a comeback. But Lois Tucker Keating, being the unique gal that she is, she's neither old nor young. She's just right.
She's perfect in every way, and we just want to wish her all the best for this February 17th and her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was great in Grease, Amanda.
I don't know if you ever saw her in Grease. Oh, she was so good in Grease, and she was one of the few actors to go on to do Grease, too.
Which some say is the better version of Grease.
She also was in one of the earliest stage adaptations of Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
And she was wonderful as Glinda the Good Witch in Wicked as well.
Right,
yeah, so good in that.
And who could forget her in that awesome French film from the 30s, Le Pamplemousse.
Le Pamplemousse, yeah. Yes. She was so good in Le Pamplemousse, yeah. She played both the Pampla and the Moose.
Of course, which is not an easy roles to do. Okay.
Anyway, we could go on, and I'm sure we will, but she's an incredible person. She's so smart. She's so talented. She's so giving, and I'm so honored to call her my friend. And she's the first birthday celebrant today, but we got a ton more.
All right. Well, let me start with Jim Brown. Mm-hmm. He's often referred to as the greatest player in NFL history, a fullback for the Cleveland Browns from 1957 to 1965, who was voted MVP three times and won an NFL championship in 1964. After retiring, he became an actor, starring in Rio Conchos, The Dirty Dozen, and Ice Station Zebra, later appearing in Fingers, The Running Man, Mars Attacks, and Any Given Sunday. He retired after Dream Street in 2010 and was born on this day in St. Simon's Island, Georgia, in 1936.
I'm a big fan of our next birthday celebrant. Lucy Davis is a British actress, best known for playing Dawn on the original British version of The Office. Dawn, of course, is who Pam was based on.
I see.
If you're an Office fan. And her performance as Diane in Shaun of the Dead. I this is how much I love this actress. I love her voicemail in Shaun of the Dead. I still remember it when he calls her and she's like, bye, 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 is how she leaves her voicemail.
She's great.
She first came to notice in some bigger projects on the long-running radio series. I mean, those were pretty big projects, but she first came to notice in the long-running radio series The Archers, then moving into television in the early 90s, playing Maria Lucas in the very popular 1995 adaptation of Pride and Prejudice around that time. She also experienced kidney failure.
Oh, no.
Poor thing. Yeah. She had a successful kidney transplant in 1997. And since then, she's made appearances in Nicholas Nickleby, the Garfield movie, the show Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, one of our faves. And in 2017, I thought she was fantastic. She played a coveted role by all of us character actors, Etta in Wonder Woman.
Yes, she was great in that.
Really, really great. And she's one of the few actresses who has really made the transition from ingenue to character actress, something you don't really see a lot because, well, for lots of reasons. But
sure.
Anyway, she's incredible, and she did it. And she was born on this day in Solihull, England in 1973.
Did you mention, is she on that Sabrina television series? About Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's one of the aunts, right?
She's one of the witches.
Yeah.
She's always working.
She's fantastic.
She's had quite a varied and wonderful career. So happy birthday to her.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt made his debut in a TV movie when he was 7, then gained notice in roles in A River Runs Through It, Beethoven, and episodes of Roseanne. Fame came at 15 when he was cast as the youngest cast member of the hit series Third Rock from the Sun, which lasted 6 seasons. Mature roles came with Greg Araki's Mysterious Skin and Rian Johnson's Brick, later starring in Miracle at St. Anna, G.I. Joe, Inception, and receiving a Golden Globe nomination for 500 Days of Summer and 50-50. He made his directorial debut with Don John in 2013, played Philip Petit in The Walk. We saw that at the theater, right, Amanda?
We did.
It's that film about the guy who walked on
tight ropes. I didn't see it. You always think I saw it.
Tight ropes. The French guy.
You saw it with Dale. You were in London, actually.
Okay.
I saw it, yeah. Not with me.
Okay. Well, anyways, I saw it. It was okay.
All that just for you to say meh? Okay, great.
He was Edward Snowden in Oliver Stone's Snowden. And this year, he was in The Trial of the Chicago 7 and was born on this day in Los Angeles in 1981.
We got to watch that already. We keep saying we're going to and then we don't. Well, one to watch, certainly, in the 80s anyways. Denise Richards made her debut on an episode of Saved by the Bell in 1990, but it was her role in Starship Troopers 7 years later that made her a star, followed by Wild Things a year later. She joined the ranks of Bond girls in the 1999 adventure The World Is Not Enough as Dr. Christmas Jones, then appeared in Valentine, Undercover Brother, and Scary Movie 3. I always thought she looked like Brooke Shields a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Off screen, she became better known for her marriage and then headline-grabbing divorce from Charlie Sheen. But she has continued to work steadily, recently appearing on The Bold and the Beautiful and the notorious B-movie Money Plane, and appearing on the reality series The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She was born on this day in Downers Grove, Illinois, in 1971.
Lou Diamond Phillips broke through to stardom with a major first role that he played real-life singer Richie Valens in the 1987 biopic La Bamba. Do you remember that, Amanda?
I do.
I was working as an usher at a theater when that movie came out, and it was quite a hit. A lot of people went to go see it. Yeah. The following year, he starred in Stand and Deliver and Young Guns. Later was in Disorganized Crime, Shadow of the Wolf, Courage Under Fire, and Supernova. In 2009, he was on a season of SGU, Stargate Universe, then appeared on Longmire, and currently stars on the series Prodigal Son. He was born on this day in Subic Bay Naval Base in Ulongapo City, Philippines, in 1962.
Well, one of the most glamorous stars of the 90s and one of Bill's role models in life. Oh, we love you, Bill. Rene Russo became a model after being discovered at a concert, tracing the covers and gracing the covers of many magazines, including Cosmopolitan, before making her film debut in the 1989 comedy Major League. She joined the Lethal Weapon franchise as Internal Affairs Officer Lorna Cole in 1992, co-starred with Clint Eastwood in The Line of Fire, and had notable roles in Outbreak, Tin Cup, and the comedy Get Shorty by Barry Sonnenfeld. In 1999, she gave her greatest ever performance in The Thomas Crown Affair, which Bill saw 3 times in the theater alone. After the 2002 comedy Big Trouble, man, Bill is a fan. He is a fan of all fans.
I saw The Thomas Crown Affair.
Meh.
Meh.
It's like that tightrope movie that you keep telling me I saw with you. I never saw it, so I can't talk about it. And we're only saying meh to piss off Bill, but...
No, I believe it was meh.
Oh.
I stand by that meh.
Anyway, just a shout out to Bill in general. Anyway, after the 2002 comedy Big Trouble, she has slowed down her appearances, focusing on the dairy farm that she owns in New York State. But she has returned for notable film roles, including as Thor's mother and as an acclaimed performance in her husband Dan Gilroy's directorial debut, Nightcrawler. She was born on this day in Burbank, California in 1954.
Jerry O'Connell made his film debut in the Rob Reiner film Stand By Me when he was 12 and has been working without stop since. Do you remember that film, Amanda?
I do.
He starred in the popular series My Secret Identity, the films Jerry Maguire, Mission to Mars, and Scream 2.
I was going to say he was Chunk, but that's the wrong movie.
Everything goes back to Goonies for Amanda.
He was not Chunk, although I met Chunk, and he's very nice, Jeff Cohen. Anyway. Okay.
After high school, he attended NYU as a film major, but didn't graduate, going on to appear in Kangaroo Jack, the series Crossing Jordan, and the horror comedy Piranha 3D. He frequently fills in, that's three fills for you, as a guest host on the Wendy Williams Show.
Does he really?
I guess.
Chunk from Goonies is on the Wendy Williams Show.
Jerry O'Connell.
Vern from Stand By Me.
Okay. And he was a bit chunky when he did that, so maybe that's why
I'm thinking they're the same actor, but that's awful, because neither one of them was actually chunky. In the 80s, you had to have, you know, thick wrists and you were chunky.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway.
They were husky, if anything.
They weren't even, anyway. Okay.
Well, anyways, he was also
They're
a guest star.
They're both slim men now, slimmer indeed than me, so I don't know why I'm fat shaming these poor child actors.
Amanda, you're part of the problem. He was also on Billions as a guest on that television series we never made it through. He was born on this day in Manhattan in 1974.
We tried to watch Billions? We did?
Didn't we watch it? Isn't that the one about...
No, that's Succession.
Oh, sorry.
Billions, Succession.
They're all meh.
Anyway, the man whose movies always score high on the awesome meter, Michael Bay, started his directorial career in music videos, creating clips for Tina Turner, Lionel Richie, Meatloaf, and Wilson Phillips. I saw them in grade 11, before making his directorial debut with the hit action movie Bad Boys in 1995. Strike that. I saw them in grade 9.
Okay.
Anyway, he followed it with two action movies that came to define 90s blockbusters, including The Rock and Armageddon, and then had something of a disaster with his attempt at the historical drama Pearl Harbor in 2001. Since then, he has made Bad Boys 2, The Island, and then came back to popularity with the Transformers franchise and the film Pain and Gain with Mark Wahlberg. He was born on this day in Los Angeles, California in 1965.
More importantly, how was Wilson Phillips' concert?
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, it was terrible?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I was a malcontent 14-year-old who hated Wilson Phillips.
I see.
I went because I had free tickets and I had backstage passes and I didn't even go. That's how much I didn't care.
Okay.
That opportunity to meet Carney and it never happened.
And if you could do that now?
I would totally go backstage.
There you go.
But their music wasn't for me. It's not for me now and it wasn't for me then.
Someone buy Amanda a Wilson Phillip album so we can change her mind.
All right, I like that you called him Wilson Phillip.
Is it two Phillips? Is there two?
Yeah, there's two Phillips and one Wilson.
Okay, well...
Anyway.
What do you want me to do? A son of one of the most popular actors in television history, Jason Ritter followed his father, John, into acting, making his debut on Days of Our Lives when he was 19, appearing in the films Mumford and Swim Fan and starring on the series Joan of Arcadia in 2003. He played Jeb Bush in Oliver Stone's W, was a frequent guest on Parenthood, and had roles in the films The Meddler and The Tale. Most recently, he was on A Million Little Things. He played the father, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he played the father.
No, the brother. He's the brother.
He's the brother?
Wait, what's A Million Little Things?
Didn't we see that one? No, we saw Pretty Little Liars?
What?
Little Pieces? Yeah, something like that.
What is Pretty Little Liars?
Isn't there something called Pretty Little Liars?
Tiny Dancers?
Whatever. Anyways, he's been nominated for two Emmys and was born on this day in Los Angeles, California in 1980. I know Bill hates me right now.
Pretty Little Liars. That is a show, I think.
I think it
is. We have not seen any of them, just to clear the slate there. Hal Holbrook won a Tony Award for his signature role as Mark Twain in the one-man show he wrote about the author, inspired by his own senior honors project about Twain when he was at Denison College. His prestigious television career includes four Emmy Awards and appearances on North and South, Evening Shade, and Designing Women with his late wife, Dixie Carter. On film, he was in All the President's Men as Deep Throat, Julia, Capricorn 1, Wall Street, and Into the Wild, for which he was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 2007. Most recently, he was on episodes of Sons of Anarchy, and 3 years ago, at the age of 93, he appeared on episodes of Grey's Anatomy and Hawaii Five-0. He was born on this day in Cleveland, Ohio in 1925, and I didn't know this. He died last month at the age of 95.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he died. It's the sad.
Oh, but he was on Grey's. I don't remember him on Grey's.
He was. We saw him on Grey's. We did. And I'm surprised he was never on the Golden Girls because he would have been right around the right age.
A little young, actually, I would think, for the Golden
Girls. Anyways, okay. Doesn't matter. Brenda Fricker began performing in Irish theater before raising her profile on the British stage, doing plays at the National Theater, performing with the Shakespeare Company and the Court Theater. Mm. She made a number of appearances on television, starting in the 60s, and had a few film roles, including The Quartermass Conclusion, before coming to international fame in 1989 when her role as Christy Brown's mother in the Jim Sheridan film My Left Foot earned her an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. She followed it with the role in Sheridan's The Field, appeared in Home Alone 2, A Time to Kill, and Moll Flanders. Later was in the Veronica Guerin, Closing the Ring, and played Megan Roach on 72 episodes of the popular British series Casualty. In 2011, she had a role in Albert Nobbs. And isn't that the Glenn Close film where she plays a man or something? Where
Maybe.
She pretends to be a man?
Maybe.
And retired from acting in 2014. She was born on this day in Dublin in 1945.
Well, I know one thing. Glenn Close didn't win for it because that's all we ever hear, is that she didn't win.
I think she was nominated for it, though.
Probably. I have to say that she won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, not, you said actor.
Oh, sorry.
It should be actor.
Right.
I don't call myself an actress. I call myself an actor. But anyway. But I didn't make up the awards. And speaking of celebrated British actors, were we? Rory Kinnear has also worked with, I guess we were, but I was Glenn closing it up. Rory Kinnear has also worked with the Royal Shakespeare Company and National, and in 2014 won the Olivier Award for his portrayal of Iago in Shakespeare's Othello, the role I always thought Marco should play. On film, he's best known for playing Tanner in the Daniel Craig Bond movies, for his role as the detective interviewing Bernadette Cumberbatch in The Imitation Game, remember? And for his role as John Clare on Penny Dreadful. In 2018, he had a rare lead role in Mike Leigh's historical drama Peterloo, and he was born on this day in Hatfield, England in 1976.
The most beloved of all art house underground filmmakers, Amanda, Alejandro Jodorowsky, trained as a circus clown and a puppeteer who coughed his way through. Clearly, Amanda doesn't care. But he directed theater in Mexico and wrote comic strips before bringing his surrealist imagination to filmmaking in his 1970 classic El Topo, considered the first movie to create the phenomenon of cult cinema. And it's still a regular selection at Midnight Madness screenings around the world. He followed it with his beautiful and mystical The Holy Mountain in 1973, followed by Tusk, Santa Sangre, and The Rainbow Thief in 1990. In the last decade, he made two autobiographical films.
There you go.
The third time's the charm. based on his childhood, The Dance of Reality and Endless Poetry, in which his son Brontes plays Alejandro's father. In 2013, he was the subject of a hit documentary, Jodorowsky Dune, about the stalled production of his adaptation of Frank Herbert's novel in the 70s. He was born on this day in Tocopilla, Chile in 1929.
Cord Overstreet became known for his role as Sam Evans on Glee, which he joined in season 2, and he stayed on until its conclusion. I'm trying to remember. Was that Kurt's boyfriend, maybe?
No, he was the blonde with the face, with the weird face.
Okay. Well, anyway, during its run, he appeared in the films A Warrior's Heart, Fourth Man Out, and in 2020 was in the film The Swing of Things. As a singer, he has released 4 EPs and most recently put out the singles Hold On, Summertime, and Blue. He was born on this day in Nashville, Tennessee in 1989.
Look him up, Amanda. You'll see what I'm talking about. He's got a weird face. Kathleen Freeman was a character actress who made many brief but potent appearances in films throughout her lengthy career, probably most memorable for playing the diction coach in Singing in the Rain. as Sister Mary Stigmata in The Blues Brothers, or maybe you just know her as the voice of Peg's mother on Married with Children. She trained as a pianist when she first attended UCLA, but after being bitten by the acting bug, never looked back, making her first appearance in Jules Dassin's The Naked City in 1948, and later playing roles in The Band and the Beautiful, Aretha, I'll Cry Tomorrow, The Nutty Professor, Heartbeeps, Teen Wolf 2, and Chances Are. Her last feature film was as a voice in Shrek. Her last on-camera appearance was in 2001 comedy Joe Dirt, the same year she died at the age of 82. She was born on this day in Chicago in 1919.
Well, I didn't catch any of that because I was going down Cord Over Street Lane.
Okay, and how was
that for
you?
Time I will not get back.
Okay.
Alan Bates graduated from RADA and served 2 years in the Royal Air Force before joining the English stage company at the Royal Court Theatre and making his West End debut at the age of 22. His performance in the play Look Back in Anger began the generation of, quote, angry young men plays of the 1960s. He had his breakthrough film role in Zorba the Greek in 1964, then became a heartthrob with his starring roles in Georgie Girl and Far From the Madding Crowd. He was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for The Fixer in 1968, and in the 70s starred in Women in Love, The Go-Between, An Unmarried Woman, and Nijinsky. On stage, he won a Tony for Fortune's Fool and Butley. Later, appeared as Claudius in the 1990 film version of Hamlet with Mel Gibson. Appeared in Robert Altman's Gosford Park. He made his final appearance in 2004 Spartacus miniseries, which aired a year after his death at the age of just 69.
Wow.
He was born on this day in Alstree, England in 1934.
Well, Amanda, he's no Rene Russo, but he is definitely my favorite on the list. Barry Humphries was doing various characters and impersonations in reviews from his days in Melbourne University, so it's no surprise that he eventually came up with a character that made him world famous for decades. As Dame Edna Everidge, he savagely lampooned the royals and Hollywood personalities beginning on his 1970 show Barry Humphries Scandals, later appearing as the character in various films and shows before coming back with Dame Edna's Hollywood in the 90s and touring many live stage shows at the same time, winning a special Tony for Dame Edna the Royal Tour. You could also see Humphries appearing as other characters in Spice World, Immortally Beloved, The Hobbit, Nicholas Nickleby. He recently did a farewell tour of Dame Edna that included a live show in Toronto that Bill attended, and I went to one, too. You were with me when we went to that one, right? We went to go see Dame Edna. Yeah, we did.
I didn't see Dame Edna. That was not me.
Maybe it was Dale again. And appeared as herself in Absolutely Fabulous Movie in 2016. He was also the voice of the shark in Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was born on this day in Kew, Australia in 1934.
No, I didn't see Dame Edna with you. I would have liked to. Where did you see Dame Edna?
At Toronto when no. did the tour.
Not me. I believe that you went, but I didn't know you at that time. But somebody that I'm distantly related to, believe it or not, Paris Hilton is the great-granddaughter of Conrad Hilton, the founder of Hilton Hotels, and began modeling as a teenager after signing with Trump Model Management. The 2003 leak of a sex tape she'd made with her ex-boyfriend Rick Solomon, that was the first of the sex tapes.
Oh, okay.
Made her notorious.
Some say it was the best of the sex tapes that got leaked.
Of a small sum.
Okay.
Made her notorious at the same time that she began appearing in the series The Simple Life, which is considered one of the first to create the industry of reality television we know today. It's true. I would argue that The Simple Life and The Osbournes were the true beginnings. She published the best-selling book Confessions of an Heiress and has starred in the films House of Wax and The Haughty and the Naughty. In 2006, released an album, and then she was arrested and charged on a DUI. You could tell her she's famous for being famous, but she might respond by pointing out that her 19 product lines, 50 worldwide boutiques, and her club resort in Manila, of all places. She earns over $10 million a year from business ventures and can get up to $300,000 for personal appearances at clubs and events. She was born on this day in New York City in 1981. I'll say this. We haven't heard much from her in the last, in terms of her being her. And I think she's just out there living a fabulous life.
Good for her.
You know, being rich and, you know, I think she knows she was the butt of a lot of jokes.
Sure.
But, I mean, gosh, she's what, in her mid-30s at least by now, if not.
I think she's older.
She probably is older.
Amanda, you might be related to Paris Hilton, and you might also be related to Arthur Kennedy, who is one of the most admired and respected character actors of the 20th century American show business, originating the characters of Biff in Death of a Salesman and entering film acting in the early 40s with films like High Sierra and They Died with Their Boots On. He was nominated for 5 Oscars throughout his lengthy career, including for Champion with Kirk Douglas and Bright Victory, plus appeared in Peyton Place, Elmer Gantry, and Lawrence of Arabia. He made his last film, Grandpa, in 1990, the same year he died at the age of 75. He was born on this day in Worcester, Massachusetts, in 1914.
Babe, you know how to pronounce that. Worcester.
Worcester. What
Not
did I say?
You said Worcester.
Okay.
Worcester.
Worcester. Oh, my goodness. I didn't say Worcester.
That's true. Ashton Holmes had his first notable role as the son affected by his father's dark past in the 2005 David Cronenberg film A History of Violence, which he followed with roles on Boston Legal, another show where they don't say Worcester because they don't sound like they're from Boston, or they didn't anyway, The Pacific, Nikita, and Revenge, and in the film Smart People and Windchill. Most recently, he was on Bosch and Being Mary Jane. He played Mark in a touring company of the Broadway musical Rent, and he was the singer of the band Method Groove, and he was born on this day in Albany, New York in 1978.
Becky Ann Baker is best known currently for her Emmy-nominated appearance as Lena Dunham's mother on Girls. Though her career as a notable character actor or actress goes back to her film debut in The Protector in 1985, and before that, her stage career that began following her graduation from Western Kentucky University in 1975. Amanda, other notable roles include Lorenzo's Oil, Men in Black, A Simple Plan, the shows Freaks and Geeks, and The Blacklist, and the miniseries Big Little Lies. You might remember that one because I got it confused a little earlier.
Pretty Little Things.
With Pretty Little
Tiny
Things.
Tiny Little Dancers.
She is married to actor Dylan Baker, and she was born on this day in Fort Knox, Kentucky in 1953.
It's funny. I've never heard of her, but Becky Baker is one letter away from my sister's name.
That's right.
Which is Becky Barker. Well, Michael Jordan is a former basketball player and businessman who played 15 seasons in the NBA, winning 6 championships with the Chicago Bulls. He was integral in helping to popularize the NBA around the world in the 1980s and 90s, becoming a global cultural icon in the process. He actually retired from basketball pretty abruptly before the 1993-94 NBA season to play minor league baseball. Remember that, but returned to the Bulls in March of 1995 and led them to 3 more championships in 96, 97, and 98, retired again in 1999, and then returned for another 2 seasons. He's also known for his product endorsements, fueling the success of Nike's Air Jordan sneakers, which have remained popular since 1984. Plus, he starred in the 1996 film Space Jam, and in 2014 became the first billionaire player in NBA history. He is the principal owner and chairman of the Charlotte Hornets of the NBA and of some NASCAR stuff that I can't read because I don't do Roman numerals. He became a member of the FIBA Hall of Fame in 2015. He was born on this day in Brooklyn in 1963.
Daniel Lawrence Whitney is known professionally as the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy,
I should say, not the Cable Guy. An American stand-up comedy for over 30 years. He has released 7 comedy albums, of which 3 have gone certified gold, and starred in the films Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector, Delta Farce, and Witless Protection, and voiced a character in the Pixar's animated show Cars, the Cars series.
Show.
Yeah.
Show.
Movie.
It's a film.
Film.
It's a film, Grandpa.
What's funny is I saw Cars 2, part of Cars 2 yesterday. He plays the tow truck. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep, and so I was watching Cars 2, hoping it would help me fall asleep. And it didn't. From 2011 to 2013, he was the host of History Channel's Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy, and has developed a line of food products to benefit his charitable Get Her Done Foundation. He began his career on the radio on the Ron and Ron Show before his Cable Guy character started to take off in his stand-up act. He's published his autobiography, Get Her Done, in 2006. He was born on this day in Get Her Done, Nebraska, in 1963. No, it's actually Pawnee City, Nebraska.
Well, Ed Sheeran is getting her done. He's a popular singer and musician who began recording music in 2004, but gained fame thanks to the proliferation of his work on YouTube. He was on the YouTubes.
Oh, he was. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was. It was a really organic thing because he was this little redhead kid that all these teen girls started falling in love with. Remember that. After releasing an independent EP in 2011, he signed with Asylum Records and then became a pop phenomenon that we know today. His debut album, Plus, topped the UK charts. His second album, Multiply, was the second best album worldwide in 2015. His song, Thinking Out Loud, won him Grammys, while his third album, Divide, was the best-selling album in the world in 2017 and produced the hits Shape of You and Castle on the Hill, which broke records in a number of countries by debuting in the top two positions of the charts. He has sold more than 150 million records worldwide, and in December of 2019, the official charts company named him the artist of the decade. Having studied at the National Youth Theatre, he also has made an appearance as an actor, including in the films Yesterday, remember him?
I think I saw that film with you.
Yeah, that one you did. Modern Love, and he was even in an episode of Game of Thrones. I don't remember what episode.
He plays, like, he's just
one of the wildlings?
No, he's just one of the characters they kind of walk by and talk to.
Oh, really?
Not walk by. They're on horses, and he's like a minstrel player with.
Oh, really?
At a fight.
I don't remember. I mean, I saw it, but I don't remember. Yeah. He was born on this day in Yorkshire, England, in 1981. Another 1981, just like Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Well, okay, Amanda. Last on our list, it was a long list today, is
yes.
Arthur Honeycutt. He was an original.
You better bring it, Arthur, because this has been quite a list.
Oh man. Well, he's from Massachusetts, so it could go one of two ways. He was another character in classic Hollywood films who began his career in the theater in Massachusetts before moving to New York to work on the Broadway stage, where he played a number of roles, including the lead in the play Tobacco Road. He made his film debut in 1942 and went back and forth between Hollywood and New York throughout the decade. He then settled in California permanently in 1949 and enjoyed a busy career in film and television with roles in Pinky, Broken Arrow, The Furies, The Lusty Men, and The Big Sky, for which he was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. In the 60s, he made a number of appearances on television, including on The Rifleman, The Westerner, Lassie, and Bonanza, plus was in the films El Dorado and Harry and Tonto.
I like Honey and Tonto.
Well, Tonto used to call Harry Honey, so...
Really?
No, I don't know. I'm just adding that in. But he made his last film in Winterhawk in 1970.
That is not a place. It's not Winterhawk, Michigan. He made his last film Winterhawk, not in Winterhawk.
Well, yeah, he was in the film Winterhawk.
Okay, fair enough. Yep.
Have you never seen Winterhawk?
Nope.
It's such a good film. So good. In 1975.
You know what the theme song was? Massachusetts.
Such a great song.
Massachusetts. Okay, finish,
right.
Mr. Honeycutt.
Well, anyways, 4 years before his death, we always do this, at the age of 89. He was born on this day. Actually, it wasn't in Massachusetts. Sorry, Amanda. In Gravelly, Arkansas in 1910. But he started his career
in Massachusetts. Listen, we all start in Massachusetts. We all die in Arkansas. That's how it works. If you don't know the song that I'm singing, Massachusetts, it's by, I think they're called Yelvis, the people who do What Do the Fox Say. Just type in that band, Y-L-V-I-S, Massachusetts. You are in for a treat with
Indeed.
That video.
Yeah.
Well, happy Massachusetts Day. Happy National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Happy birthday to our dear friend Lois and the 50 other people that...
My goodness.
This list today. This has been a marathon.
Crazy. But anyways, we'll see you tomorrow with more Born on This Day podcast. Until then, I'm Marco Timpano.
And I'm Amanda Barker.